Welcome to Building a Better Brain, sponsored by EEGChicago.com, with your host, Dr. Jim Kowal, on Chicago's Christian Talk Radio, AM 1160. The professionals at EEG Chicago are highly qualified providers of neurofeedback throughout the Chicagoland area. To learn more about this weekly program, Building a Better Brain, or to find a provider in your area, visit EEGChicago.com. That's EEGChicago.com. And now your host, Dr. Jim Kowal.
Through the airwaves over the beautiful Windy City. Good morning, Chicago, and welcome to Building a Better Brain. This is the last of our series that provides information on how you can improve your brain and overcome a number of difficulties and blocks that keep you from performing your very best. Over the past 12 weeks, we have talked to some of the top neurotherapists in the country and explored various conditions that neurofeedback can help with, not only relieving symptoms, but also a permanent change in the way the brain functions. I'm going to review some of those interviews that we've had so that if you want to hear any of them, you can easily go to www.ultimatebrain.com. And on the homepage are all the radio shows, the name of the guests, and the topics we discussed. There you will find people like Dr. Corey Hammond from the University of Utah School of Medicine in Salt Lake City. Dr. Hammond outlined some important criteria one should look for in choosing a neurofeedback practitioner. First, he said they should be licensed by the state. Second, they should be certified. And the highest level of certification is by the Biofeedback Certification International Alliance, we know as BCIA. Practitioners will have BCN after their names, which means board-certified neurotherapist. And third, the practitioner should be working from a recorded EEG or an electroencephalogram. We do a quantitative analysis of that electroencephalogram, or what we call a brain map. Dr. Hammond also talked about neurofeedback and compared it to medications, and that you will also find in his presentation. Next, we talked to Dr. Stephen Larson. He was from the Stone Mountain Center in New Paltz, New York. Dr. Larson's research showed that neurofeedback cannot possibly be due to placebo effect, since he applied it to animals. A badly abused sheepdog and a horse, both which had dramatic changes applying neurofeedback to them. The sheepdog was no longer afraid of people, and it went back to its natural instincts of herding. And the horse now allows people to ride it, when it was not possible to do that when Dr. Larson got the animal. And you may ask, how did he get these animals to play video games that are usually involved in neurofeedback? Well, he didn't. He used a low-energy neurofeedback system we call LENS. Here, the person, or the animal, rests quietly, and the computer monitors brain activity, and when there is a high amplitude spiking, it sends a RF radio signal that is 1/400th the power of a cell phone, and the brain detects that and learns not to do that aberrant behavior, like spiking, and over time alters the energy flow in the brain. I use this type of neurofeedback and find it particularly effective with children that are hyperactive, distractible, and are not able to even pay attention to playing video games. During the third visit, we talked with Dr. Elsa Baer from NeuroQuest and her clinical director, Corey Feinberg, who practice in Skokie, Illinois. Dr. Baer did some landmark research in the area of relieving major depression with neurofeedback, in which the protocol was even patented and is now published for use in the professional community. They also address a number of other conditions that I will be describing later in the program. Next, Mary Lee Esty from the Brain Wellness and Biofeedback Center in Washington, D.C. was my guest and talked about the wonderful work she is doing with traumatic brain injuries and post-traumatic stress, we call PTSD, particularly with our veterans. In our fifth program, we interrupted Dr. Kathy Abbott's vacation to have her talk with us. She is the managing partner of EEG Chicago, the organization that brings us these programs. Dr. Abbott's practice of neurofeedback is in Evergreen Park, Illinois, and she was instrumental in establishing a neurofeedback training program for addicted health professionals at Rush Behavioral Health right here in Chicago. Next, I was very pleased to have my mentor, Dr. Joel Lubar, a neurofeedback researcher and professor emeritus at the University of Tennessee and the principal in the Southeastern Neurofeedback Institute. Dr. Lubar is a pioneer in the field of neurofeedback and ADD and discovered the markers in a QEEG that confirmed the diagnosis of ADD. He did his controlled studies way back in the mid-1970s and more recently is involved in developing neurofeedback treatments using low-resolution electromagnetic tomography, or what we commonly refer to as LORETTA. LORETTA enables us to look at the record of the electrical activity of the brain that we measure on the surface of the scalp, but then it does a mathematical projection into the interior of the brain that tells us exactly where certain brainwave activities are being generated. As a result, we can now get a picture of the brain wave activity throughout the entire brain structure, much like a MRI does that shows us the physical condition of the brain. LORETTA goes beyond that and shows us the electrical activity that is being generated from the interior parts of the brain. I would be amiss if I didn't have our seventh guest on the program. I talked with Dr. Barry Sternman, a neurofeedback researcher and professor emeritus at the UCLA University in Los Angeles, California. It was Dr. Sternman who originally did the research that involved this whole idea of training brain waves when he discovered that he could train cats to produce alpha waves, the relaxation brain wave, by giving them a reward each time they increased alpha waves in their brain. Dr. Sternman is still advancing the field of neurofeedback as he founded the Society for the Advancement of Brain Analysis, enabling us to learn more and more about what the electrical activity in the brain means and how we can change it to control our feelings and disruptive and unwanted behaviors. Next, I was very pleased to include two prominent physicians that are doing advanced work in brain imagery and brain stimulation. I talked to Dr. Stephen Best, a neuropsychiatrist and neurologist, and Dr. Dan Pervell, an expert and professor in nuclear medicine at the University of Illinois, where he has taught SPECT scans. It is wonderful to see members of the medical community recognize and employ the use of QEEGs and neurofeedback as one of the means of stimulating the brain and overcoming a number of conditions, especially when traditional medicines do not provide relief. My ninth guest was another researcher and professor at UCLA and president of Q-Matrix, who discussed how neurofeedback can aid people who have learning disabilities. We often see patients reduce and even eliminate the need for medications after neurofeedback, but Dr. Jack Johnstone applied this treatment modality to a group that was having great difficulties learning, for which there is no medication that is available for help. My next guest was Dr. Sarah Prinsloh, who is an adjunct professor at the University of Houston's School of Human Sciences and Humanities and also teaches at the Texas Children's Hospital. One of the exciting things Dr. Prinsloh is doing is applying neurofeedback in the area of anxiety, chronic illness, and cancer. This is a new research area, and it's very promising. And very much needed in helping people who are suffering from chronic illness, especially cancer. And finally, my guest last week was Mr. Jay Gunkelman, who is a QEEG diplomat and a leading expert in the field of QEEGs. He has read over 500,000 EEGs since 1972. He is the chief science officer of Brain Science International. Jay's work is delving into understanding how our genes affect our brain activity and can even predict the results people will have taking medications and even predict their success in doing neurofeedback. It was a very technical presentation, but an important one since we are frequently asked, how does the brain get to generate abnormal patterns that we see in QEEGs? You also talked about brain patterns that we see in people who are addicted to substances, like alcohol. So this series of Building a Better Brain has only touched on the surface of the work that is being done to find ways of remedying very difficult and serious mental and behavioral conditions that medication alone has not been able to solve. For those who would like to explore more opportunities for what neurofeedback can be applied to, I refer you to the International Society of Neurofeedback and Research website, www.isnr.org. And there you will find a list of documented studies organized by disorder so you can see exactly what can be achieved by training the brain. It was Dr. David Burns, a famous psychiatrist and author of the Feeling Good books, that said, "Psychiatry will not make any further advances until they stop treating the brain as if it is just a chemical engine and begin treating it as if it is an electrical engine." And when I heard that, I could have applauded him, because that's exactly what we do in neurofeedback. And we're advancing the area of improving functioning, behavior, and feelings in the brain by treating the brain as if it's a electrical engine. Now, after the break, I'm going to go back and I'm going to summarize what some of these experts have been telling us and give you more information and where in the Chicagoland area you can find a licensed and board-certified neurofeedback practitioners. And they are scattered throughout the entire Chicagoland area. And with that, we will take a break and be back in a few seconds.
Did you know you can safely make changes in your brainwave patterns through neurofeedback, which can significantly improve conditions such as ADHD, minor traumatic brain injury, depression, anxiety, autism, and a host of other problems? The dedicated professionals at EEG Chicago are highly qualified providers who can help improve your life or the quality of life of your loved one. Visit the EEG Chicago website today at eegchicago.com. You'll learn new, exciting information on how neurofeedback trains the brain to function with greater control and stability. By learning to adjust the brainwave activity, you can improve your life through this safe and drug-free approach. Visit the website for locations near you and to contact an EEG Chicago professional. Tell them you are an AM 1160 listener. Ask for a first-time consultation. Visit eegchicago.com and learn how to build a better brain. Have you ever wondered about the magic of the brain's functioning? Did you know you can learn to adjust your brainwave activity with neurofeedback? Neurofeedback safely improves conditions such as ADHD, minor traumatic brain injury, autism spectrum disorders, anxiety, depression, as well as many other disorders. The team of specialists at EEG Chicago are highly qualified providers of neurofeedback. Visit their website for a provider in your area and learn how to build a better brain today. Go to eegchicago.com. The highly qualified EEG providers are dedicated to helping improve your life and the quality of lives of your loved ones through this drug-free and safe approach. Visit their website today at eegchicago.com. That's eegchicago.com. Building a better brain can be a reality in your life. Count on the professionals at EEG Chicago to create a treatment plan just for you. Visit eegchicago.com today.
Welcome back to Building a Better Brain. I am Dr. Jim Kowal, and I have been the host here for the past 12 weeks, providing information on how people can find help for some very serious and difficult mental health issues, as well as behavioral issues and even physical pain. To explain more about this, I'd like to review a couple basic ideas involved in this concept of training the brain to overcome problems and difficulties. Before the break, I told you that Dr. David Burns said that we can treat the brain as if it's a chemical engine by altering the neurochemistry with pharmaceuticals, or you can treat it as if it's an electrical engine and train the brain to perform differently using neurofeedback. But how do we do that? Well, first of all, we hook up electrodes to specific areas on the head in order to read the signals and separate out exact frequencies that we are interested in either increasing or decreasing. Then we link those frequencies to video games so that when the desired result is achieved, the action of the video game happens and the person is rewarded and points are accumulated. Then they can also do this with their intention of changing that pulsating activity that's going on their brain, and they see the results on the computer screen. They can also be rewarded by making music play. By using headphones and achieving the results, they can break old patterns in the brain, and as they do, the music plays. When the brain falls back to the old patterns, the music stops. Well, this is a little annoying, and the brain works very hard to try to keep the action happening and play the music. Over many sessions, the brain figures this out, much like it does when it learns to balance oneself on a two-wheeler bicycle. When the brain learns the new healthy patterns and can consistently perform these patterns, the brain operates differently, resulting in different thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. Wow, that's terrific. What a way to increase one's self-efficacy. Just think, instead of searching for a solution to a problem by using a drug, you can empower a person by teaching them how to alter the situation that is preventing them from learning, focusing, speaking, processing data without resorting to taking drugs. When you do this type of brain training long enough, another principle comes into play, and that is the brain is a pattern engine. It loves to execute patterns. So when there is an increased amount of stress in the system, the brain seeks relief by executing a known or familiar pattern. It doesn't care whether the pattern is good or bad. The brain doesn't, in fact, make a value judgment about the pattern. It just feels more comfortable when it is doing something that is familiar with and knows it has done this many times before. It's a safe way of being in a state of stress. Thus, our job is to alter those dysfunctional patterns and develop healthy patterns that eliminate abnormally high or low brain activity according to the person's gender, age, and handedness, and for the activity that is taking place in the specific area of the brain. For now, I want to take you on a tour of the greater Chicagoland area and point out where you can find some highly qualified neurofeedback practitioners. We will start on the north side. In the far north, Ann Richman and Dr. Marty DePoor operate the Discovery Clinic in Glenview, Illinois. They treat children and adults and specialize in attention, behavior, developmental, and learning issues. A little closer, in Northbrook, Illinois, Dr. Joseph Barr operates Biofeedback North and treats children, adolescents, and adults specializing in ADHD, learning and developmental disabilities, autism spectrum disorders, anxiety, and increases performance. Still closer to the city, Dr. Elsa Baer and her husband, Dr. Rufus Baer, operate NeuroQuest in Skokie, Illinois. They treat adults and adolescents and specialize in depression, anxiety disorders, ADD, sports-related brain injury, and cognitive fitness. Out to the northwest, in the Schaumburg and Des Plaines area, Dr. Joseph O'Donnell and Dr. Sam Efera treat children to adults and specialize in ADHD, traumatic brain injury, and autism. A little further out, you will find Dr. Shobha Sinha and Dr. Sabrina Young in St. Charles, Illinois. Dr. Sinha is a psychiatrist, and together with Dr. Young, a psychologist, they treat people with ADHD, head injuries, mood disorders, autistic spectrum disorder, and peak performance training. Downtown on Claiborne, you will find Dr. Sam Efera and Dr. Ari Goldstein, who treat all ages and specialize in ADHD, learning disabilities, autistic spectrum disorders, and anxieties, as well as peak performance issues. Also, Diane Wilson operates two locations, one on West Wacker Drive and the other on Lake Street in Oak Park, Illinois. She treats adults and adolescents and specializes in ADD, ADHD, peak performance, depression, and anxiety. Making our way south, you will find Dr. Kathy Abbott, a clinical psychologist for 20 years who has been doing neurofeedback for the past 10 years in Evergreen Park, Illinois. Dr. Abbott treats all ages and specializes in attention deficit, autism spectrum disorders, learning disabilities, and traumatic brain injuries, and is dedicated to improving people's lives through brain training. And finally, in the western suburbs, you will find Ann Stout Rigby, who operates the Neuro Connections in Glen Ellen and Naperville. Ann treats children to adults and specializes in autism spectrum disorders, attention deficit, learning disabilities, anxiety, and post-traumatic stress. And I am Dr. Jim Coe, and I operate Life Worth Living in Naperville, Illinois, at the Hobson Medical Campus. I am a psychotherapist and a trauma specialist and a board-certified neurotherapist. And together with five other neurotherapists, we do QEEGs and neurofeedback 6 days a week and evenings for children from ages 7 through adolescence and into adulthood. We offer four different kinds of neurofeedback in the treatment of anxiety, mood disorders, including depression and bipolar, autistic spectrum disorders, traumatic head injuries, performance improvement, and pain management, including migraine headache pain. So now that we know where you can find help and the ideas involved that enable this method to work, so what are some of the advantages of doing neurofeedback? Well, first of all, there's no medications involved, hence there are no side effects. Second, neurofeedback develops self-efficacy and promotes self-improvement and empowerment. Third, young people like it because they get to play video games. Adults also enjoy the challenge, and each session tries to do better than they've done in previous sessions. Fourth, there is a great deal of self-satisfaction in realizing increased performance, feeling the difference, getting comments back from teachers and from parents and from colleagues about why they're acting differently, why they're interacting better, why they're remembering things better, and that type of activity. And finally, there is a limited risk for harm because the brain is learning. It is not being forced to do something it wouldn't normally do. And how successful is neurofeedback? The late Margaret Ayers published greater than 90% complete or nearly complete relief from symptoms. Dr. Joel Lubar claims better than 90%, making substantial gains in neurofeedback. Dr. Michael and Linda Thompson reports an 80 to 90% success rate. Dr. Rothman claims he's helped 90% of patients with fetal alcohol syndrome and autistic spectrum disorder improve the quality of their lives. So I feel that we are very fortunate in the Chicagoland area to have so many well-qualified practitioners offering the state-of-the-art in neurofeedback training, covering such a broad geographical area around the Chicagoland area. And I'm really grateful for all of you who have tuned in and have taken the time to listen and find out that there are other possible solutions out there that can make a difference in your life, as well as provide you freedom from taking toxic medications that bring with them side effects that can make your life less than you would like it to be. I also want to remind you that you can get more information, see firsthand what neurofeedback is about, and have all your questions answered regarding whether neurofeedback is right for you by contacting one of us at EEG Chicago and attending a free information seminar at the various locations I've mentioned around the Chicago area. I'm doing one next Friday evening, May 25th, at 7 p.m. at the Rua Center, 1110 North Washington Street in Naperville, Illinois, right off of I-88. For more information and for directions, just email me at drjim@ultimatebrain.com or go to EEG Chicago for the name and locations of the practitioners that I have mentioned that may be closer to your home. I'd also like to thank the members of EEG Chicago for sponsoring these programs and who have given me the opportunity to spend this time with you each Saturday morning, and the entire crew here at WYLL, which have been a delight to work with. Remember, the brain is a pattern engine. It loves to execute patterns that result in thoughts, behaviors, and feelings. Practice those patterns that express love to one another, and you will come to experience feelings of joy and peace. Thank you all for listening to Building a Better Brain.
You've been listening to Building a Better Brain with show host Dr. Jim Kowal from EEGChicago.com on Chicago's Christian Talk, AM 1160. To learn more about today's topic, their Chicagoland locations, seminars in your area, or general information, visit EEGChicago.com. You can also email Dr. Jim with your questions and comments anytime at drjim@ultimatebrain.com. Join Dr. Jim Kowal again next Saturday morning at 7:30 to explore ways to restore and expand your brain's functioning safely and drug-free.